is Free Talk Live, and we're launching in hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Ian Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Apparently having some technical difficulties here. I'm going to do my best to remedy those, so I'm going to let you guys talk to Lauren. Lauren Canario is with us, fresh out of federal prison, just to bring our listeners up to speed. Lauren, you were arrested like a year ago for having a silent protest inside an IRS office. They fined you $125 for disorderly conduct or something like that. You didn't pay the fine. You didn't go to the court date on that. And they then, I guess, put an arrest warrant out for you again. You went to try to retrieve your camera that the feds stole from you. And when you tried to retrieve it, on one of several occasions, apparently, they decided to go ahead and arrest you. I hope that brings listeners up to speed with the situation. What did you want to share with us tonight?
I was just wondering if overall how the strategy has been going. And actually asking the audience of what they think, if this is actually being, you know, effective getting thrown in jail, or they think it's not having any effect.
Well, you know, I would wonder to some extent, but you know, I've changed my opinion on this. You know, I at one point I would have said that none of it makes any difference at all, and over time I've come to the opinion that it does. It puts pressure on different areas of the government, and it gets people thinking about these issues. You know, I can't say whether it's worth it, but it would be difficult to quantify any of the nonviolent revolutions early on in the movements, whether it was worth it or not. And, you know, I can't think of any that failed, but that's because they failed. And the ones that succeeded, when Gandhi got thrown in jail the first time, it was worth it.
Yeah, it's a great question, Lauren. And, you know, I go back and forth on it. And as time goes along, I've clearly come over more to the side that Mark had just expressed. I think I'd love to get your thoughts on this, because I think you need to amass a certain amount of attention. The more often it happens, the more problematic it becomes for the person who's protesting, the more limited he or she becomes in being able to do certain things, because, of course, the sanctions that are placed against that person become more punitive. But more people might be drawn to their attention. Part of it has to do with media coverage. Do you feel that you've been able to get some satisfying coverage, and that you've been able to change people's minds or draw attention to these things?
Yeah, I'd say, I haven't seen any of the media coverage or any newspaper stories were on the subject, but I can tell by the local population that the people who came out to my trial and the ones who are phoning over again the prison where I was at to try and get me out, that there's definitely an effect going on a local level. But you guys were I was kind of out of communication, so maybe you guys heard of other effects that it might have had.
Well, I don't know that it had any. I didn't see any major media either, and maybe to some extent the zebra has lost its stripes, in that arena, and maybe they need looking for more people to get involved. I don't know why they why I didn't see any major stories on it, but I wouldn't discount the effect as far as on callers and listeners of the show. That Ian says that the reason that we came to New Hampshire when we did, and the reason that we came to Keene that we did, was because of
Russell
Canning. And the fact is, I followed you. And because Russell Canning and you, and you can't forget that there's other people out there.
And that's what Dale told me. Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's why he came sooner.
Yeah, Dale's an amazing guy. And Lauren, I think also, coming in with Ian and Mark, you guys are really at the center of a real maelstrom of a growing energy for the freedom movement. And sometimes when you're on the air, you almost have to take the place of an observer, and you forget that you're actually part of the movement. And so as you're watching these things, I often realize how integral the media exposure of Free Talk Live, of Ian and Mark, and the people who they whom they cover, people like you, Lauren. And I think there is a growing number of people that are becoming aware of this. Your name is becoming very, very familiar to many people, just like what happened down in Connecticut with the Kelo case. There are more and more people hearing about this. So eventually this is going to shift over, and there's going to come a time when, you know, the major television stations or major newspapers really start to take notice of these types of things. And even some people who work in the legal industry are going to be saying, man, this is something that is happening more often. There is a phenomenon growing, and you're spearheading it. So more courage to you, my friend.
And I'd say that media would be secondary currently as to what you're trying to get with the non-cooperative sort of activism. I think that instead what you're trying to get currently, it would seem that the main goal would be to get people to move to New Hampshire so that you would have a large number of people for synergy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that...
That's
to me, that would be the largest value.
I don't know what was the original question. I was busy fixing a technical problem.
Is this kind of activism of value? Is it working? Is it happening?
Of course, Lauren, you know how I feel about it. I think absolutely it was the major factor. You and Russell Canning, two of the most noteworthy non-cooperative activists, just two people, and the amazing things you both been doing. And that was what brought me here. And now it's already expanding. Kat Canning, Russell's wife, is now in the same place you were, just spending half of a month of your time. And she's going to be in probably for another week on top of, because she also got the same 15-day sentence, just it happened 7 days later or so. So not only just you and Russell, but now Kat and also Nick Ryder, a young man here in the Keene area. You know Nick, and you probably know that he went to court and he refused to pay.
What happened to him?
He went to court, refused to pay, and the judge said he would take it under advisement. And, you know, ended the trial or whatever the hell you want to call it. And then a couple of days later, Nick got a letter in the mail.
He must have sent it out that afternoon. Yeah. He must have walked from the bench to send it.
And the letter said not guilty. So, I mean, it's been incredible success after incredible success. We've had some people driving with no registration. Dave Manning with his illegal U-turn, he got away with that. So I think that all of this is being reported, not far and wide, unfortunately, but we're talking about it here, and Dave Ridley's talking about it on RidleyReport.com. And these are two media, and I'm sure, Gardner, you've been discussing it.
Yeah.
These are a few media outlets, Free Minds TV also, that people who are, I think, really good prospects for moving to New Hampshire are already watching. So, I mean, it's nice if the Boston Globe or some other AP does a report, but as far as actually getting people a principled message and actually inviting them overtly to come here, I think the Liberty Media that we have here in New Hampshire, it's being read and it's being consumed by people that want to hear stories like this, that are wanting to see that, yes, there actually is some action occurring, and yes, it's actually more than just Lauren and Russell. Now it's expanding outward from there, and we're seeing more people doing these things, doing non-cooperation. We're seeing more things being planned in the future. As you know, Lauren, we did an illegal gambling event here in Keene earlier this year. We're going to do it again coming up later this month. So one success will build off of another success will build, and more people will come. And it's like you said, Gardner, the synergy will happen here. I think it's definitely worthwhile. But of course, the ultimate question is, what do you think? You're the one who sat in prison.
Yeah, it's really, really fun to be here with all.
Yeah.
Every time that another person stands up against the government or the strange rules they have, more people come out of the woodwork to help you. And like the population of the non-cooperating people is like growing exponentially, especially here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And Lauren, you know what I think is interesting is kids are told these stories about the Boston Tea Party and the people of the time of the American Revolution, how they went out and they protested, and they actually took property from the Dutch East India Company and threw it out in the harbor and
terrorism.
That sort of thing. Yeah, you know, they went and violently, drunkenly did things. And, you know, they had isn't it interesting? I hope that someday down the line, and I don't want to sound sort of, sort of wishful thinking, but I hope that someday down the line people can look at what you guys have done, and Ian and Mark and so many of the people out there, Dave and Kat and all those folks, and say, yeah, you know what? Somebody should write kids' books about you guys.
Hey, Lauren, hang on. I'm sure you've got experiences you can share. Can you hang through for another segment?
Sure.
All right, great. More with Lauren Canario. She is my hero, super activist, non-cooperative, civilly disobedient. We'll come back with more of her and your calls as well at 800-259-9231.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Making your building more energy efficient is the most important step in your company's journey of upmount sustainability. To green up your building, start by doing a building checkup of your company at the website energystar.gov. Its portfolio manager, a feature of the website, lets you compare the energy efficiency of your building to similar ones across the nation and identify areas where you can improve. Also, make sure you inspect your facility to make sure light, heat, and air are evenly distributed. Just by bringing sunshine into your workplace through windows, skylights, and atriums, did you know you can cut your overall electrical bill by as much as 75%? For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the Wiki, with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the biggest sponsor of Free Talk Live. Over there, Jason Osborne, who's the principal of the organization, is a huge stand for liberty. He's a PhD in Austrian economics. This guy really puts his money where his mouth is. If you care about liberty, put your money where your mouth is, too. Talk to the people you know that own businesses. If you own a business, call SACL CAI. Their banner's at the top of freetalklive.com on the right-hand side. And, you know, turn over your accounts receivable. They'll make it a lot easier for you. They'll treat your customers with respect. SACL CAI.
All right, so we've actually got Lauren Canario on the line with us. She's calling fresh out of a federal prison cell here in New Hampshire for disobeying, apparently. The federal government picked her up for protesting an IRS office, charged her with some sort of nonsensical charge like disobedience, and then they tried to get her to pay money to them. She was not interested in doing so. They then decided that since she didn't show up to their little court hearing, that they were going to force her into it, and they did that, and then they had a little show trial wherein about 25 supporters, 25 liberty activists here in New Hampshire showed up to support Lauren. Of course, it didn't really matter what she said or what we did. The judge had pretty much already made up his mind in advance what he was going to do, found her guilty of, what was the charge, Lauren? I don't even really remember what it was. Do you remember?
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly
and disobeying a police officer, a lawful order.
Okay, so it wasn't for failure to appear then.
No, nothing for no penalties for that.
Huh, really? Okay. Wow. That's very interesting to me. Okay, so that's what happened. They threw you in the clink. You'd already been in there for several days, and you just got out today. And you actually called and asked us the question, you know, is this making a difference? Is you going and spending time in a jail cell because you have decided to live your life as a free person and not beg for permission from the state in order to go about your business, is this doing something? Is it actually having a return on investment? And I said yes from my personal experience. I know others have said yes. Yes. And I'd just like to throw the question out to the listening audience tonight, whoever is that's out there listening, 1-800-259-9231. If you would like to answer Lauren's question as far as how is this affecting you, how is non-cooperation and civil disobedience like Lauren is doing and has done, and Russell Canning, some of the other activists here in New Hampshire, how is it affecting you? Has it affected your decision to move to New Hampshire? Has it affected your decision and encouraged you to move here sooner? I know that's what happened to me, but Lauren, what were some of the experiences you had that you might have wanted to share with our audience actually in the system when you were there and, you know, in court or in the jail? Anything that sticks out that you feel like you should share?
Well, it was pretty fun in the trial that I got to cross-examine the arresting officers in my case.
Yes. All right.
And we got to have a little bit of fun with them because I didn't have any attorney represent me. I decided to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like doing that sort of thing, the confronting the police and, you know, showing them how that they're making a mistake and, you know, on the wrong side of the morality question, then, you know, we're having a really great time out here in New Hampshire doing these things.
Well, because I loved how you put them on the wrong side of the Constitution question, too. I mean, morality is very important, and I don't want to downplay that, and I understand that's where a lot of people are coming from. But you pointed out that they swore an oath to the Constitution. They couldn't even tell you.
First Amendment.
They didn't even know what that stuff meant, and clearly don't care. And I think you showed that, you know, abundantly.
That was pretty fun, yeah. And even though it had no bearing on getting me out of jail, but
right. I think it's great that you say that was pretty fun. That's awesome.
Well, it's got to be lonely in the jail cell, and there's got to be times where you're saying to yourself, "Man, what the hell is this all about? This sucks."
Yeah.
But
this was a big mistake. Then you're another day. You're going, "Hey, I'm winning. Look, I'm getting stuff."
Right. And I'd say that right now, the thing that to me makes the most sense as far as winning is how many people are inspired to move. How many people are inspired to do something, something else? As far as media coverage, trying to quantify it in that regard, it's great, but I wouldn't major media coverage. I would not put that as, you know, the bellwether. I think
I agree with that.
Movers to New Hampshire would be the bellwether.
Excellent. That's a good way to define success, I think. Yeah.
And I know it's got to be tough. I know it's tough on Jim. I hung out
her
with
husband.
Yes, your husband. I hung out with him a couple of times when while you're in jail, and it's hard on him. And I know, you know, so your sacrifices are great, and I sincerely hope that that you feel appreciated.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting anybody to care, really, when I first started this, confronting the police business. But, man, the people have come out of the woodwork.
Lauren, I didn't care when you started doing it. I mean, I didn't. But now I do. So, I mean, there's an effect. I mean, I went to the courthouse to, you know, see your trial, and it was amazing. It was weird, surreal. The fixtures that they had in that courtroom cost more than my house. the amount of tax dollars that they spent on this kangaroo court, it's crazy.
Well, I like, Mark, that you said that you've shifted your viewpoint since you've just even been here in New Hampshire, and I think that's another important factor, Lauren, that we're starting to see. You probably haven't had a chance to get online yet, but there's a thread over on nhfree.com in the forum called Politicos Losing Their Faith, where someone quotes from a message from Varen Swearingen, who is the former president of the Free State Project. I actually began reading it in the first hour of the show, but I'd like to finish it now because I think it's particularly relevant to what we're talking about here. It's the last portion of his email. It says, "Folks, frankly, I'm growing tired of government. I'm tired of Republicans lying about being fiscally conservative, tired of Democrats telling the truth about being kleptomaniac socialists, and I'm tired of dreaming that I can defend myself at the ballot box by voting and or being on the ballot. This election will reveal that Americans want more big government. I've dared people to prove me wrong. I've dared people to move to New Hampshire and participate in the Free State Project, and I've dared people to vote their conscience. I've dared people to run for office, and a few have, some of you on this list, and I thank you for doing what you're doing. But when the so-called liberty lovers here on this list rush to the defense of a man who votes to steal over $3 billion from the citizens of New Hampshire to grow the financial crisis the federal government created, I begin to wonder if the Russell Cannings, Lauren Canarios, and Dave Ridleys of the world have it right after all. The corruption even here is stunning. The system is broken, and the kind of lesser of two evils thinking that supports the man behind the so-called bailout isn't going to fix it. If the RLC is more about R than L, there's no point in it even existing. This is the time for principles, not the time for compromise." So here we are seeing more examples of the liberty activists, many of whom have already moved to New Hampshire, that just being around people like you, Lauren, and seeing what you've done and seeing how successful it is, and of course also at the same time seeing the failure of politics, you're helping persuade people to your side, I think, day after day, even if it's happening slowly.
That's incredible. My jaw dropped to hear that from Varen, and he's a very, very smart guy, you know?
Yes, he is. He absolutely is. Lauren, anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Thanks. I just hope you knew that I just decided to start protesting when I heard Free Talk Live talking about the Kilo versus New London case.
Oh, wow. Wow. I had no idea about that, and I'm honored, Lauren, and I thank you so much for everything that you've done. You are the best. I look forward to seeing you again in person. So see you maybe at Social Sundays one of these days.
Cool.
Thanks, Lauren. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity's going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam version, all free. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, that again is listen.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about... Earlier in the show, we've discussed people in the liberty movement getting involved in the media, creating new pro-liberty media, and I think it is a great idea, and in fact, the folks over at the Institute for Humane Studies apparently agree. In fact, they've got print and broadcast journalism internships available for you. If you're in college, or maybe fresh out of college, or just going into college, that age range, you need to get in touch with these folks over at libertarianinternships.com, where spring and summer internships in both broadcast and print journalism are available. IHS is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or summer. Positions are paid and include a career workshop and opportunities to network. You'll even get a housing and travel allowance. You'll mentor with working industry professionals. and networking opportunities in major media centers like New York City, L.A., and D.C. But there's a deadline. It's November 1st. So if you want to get into an early summer decision, you need to get in by November 1st. So go to libertarianinternships.com to get more information. That's libertarianinternships.com.
And believe me, coming from a guy who got one of their special internship fellowships, they are some of the best. They're just Marty Zupan, just awesome people. They rock.
So the toll-free number here, 1-800-259-9231. During one of the breaks, we did pull up that Obama video, and I just thought it was so stunning. It was worthy, since you have now seen it.
Yeah, man.
What are your comments on this? I mean, first, I guess we should explain what it is. How would you describe it to somebody listening?
It's out of Kansas City, I think. And the story behind it is almost as fascinating as watching the video. And it says that a group of Kansas City middle school students pledging their political support is raising eyebrows. A choreographed chant by a group of students at the Kansas City Charter School Urban Community Leadership Academy. Another reason for people to be skeptical of charter schools. Hello, it's still government involvement. They are has people talking ever since it showed up on the internet. Some call it indoctrination, and others say it encourages political involvement. On a video posted on the internet, middle school students say Barack Obama has inspired them to succeed. Well, the article can't really express what you see, which is it's a line of young African-American or whatever American dark-skinned kids. Who knows
very
whether
militant,
they're from African descent or
militant,
wherever.
Militant fascist kind of thing.
It's
and
straight out of the Nation of Islam.
I don't care what color the young gentlemen are. It doesn't matter to me at all. I mean, they're wearing camos, combat boots, T-shirts that, I don't know, some slogan or another.
But the thing about it is that it is derived from Black Panther, Nation of Islam, you know, pro-Black Power 60s movement acrobatics from the 1960s. They march into this room, and as you say, they've got their camo fatigues on their legs. They've got dark T-shirts on their tops with Obama stickers over their hearts. And each kid comes in with this almost tough-looking, violent-looking march, but then they have these outspoken, positive things. Because, yes, I can. Obama inspired me to become an architectural engineer. Obama inspired me. And it's this icon worship. Obama.
It wasn't Obama. They didn't say Obama inspired me. The actual words were because of Obama.
That's right.
Because of Obama, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yes. So it wasn't. I heard the word inspired.
They may have used inspire at some point, but the initial chant was because of Obama, I'm going to be the next architect. Or because of Obama, I'm going to. So it's not because I want to build buildings. It's not because I want to do this. It's because of Obama that I want to do these things.
Yeah, and you don't even know whether or not it's I want to do these things or I will be able to be one because he'll start a program. You don't even know.
Who knows?
And I'm not sure. I'll have to watch the video again. It might just be because the article is written this way that I think that they say that that he inspired them. But you're absolutely right. It's because of Obama. And they do these things with their arms and everything. It is really... And, you know, I typically on my radio program, I tried to shy away from this sort of superficial stuff. But the popular audience around the capital city in New Hampshire liked that sort of thing. This is the sort of thing that is popularly out there in a lot of the pop media. And it is, I think, deserving of attention because it's pretty scary stuff to see. And a lot of people will say, well, guard, that's a racist sort of thing. It's like, look,
no.
I know where this derives from. This derives from the Black Panthers. This derives from the...
It wouldn't matter to me if these kids were white or black or whatever they are. They've got short close-cropped crew cuts, and they've got...
If they were skinhead Nazis,
they would be skinhead Nazis. That's absolutely
what I'm saying is,
if they were white.
What I'm saying is, I'm not talking about the skin color per se, but it is from a movement from the 60s, which was derivative of the Black Panthers and things like that. Movement. That's where it comes from. That's where all these, you know, the whole camouflage thing, it's total Nation of Islam stuff.
Well, I mean, it certainly could be something that you might see on the Republican side of things. I remember watching this movie called Jesus Camp. And have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen pieces of that.
At one point, they have these kids in this church camp essentially lining up to worship was essentially like a cardboard cutout
of George
Bush.
Yeah.
So it was still that same great leader mentality. Like, you know, they basically put George Bush on the same same pedestal as Jesus, essentially. And there was a kid with camo on and with like face paint, and he was doing all kinds of like crazy dances. And I mean, it was very, very similar. It wasn't as choreographed in that they didn't have several kids doing the exact same dance, but the idea was still there. And you do have this John McCain character with his country first concept. So it's just as plausible.
Absolutely.
That this could have been for McCain as it would have been for Obama. It just happened to be that this was filmed at an inner city school.
And that's the real lesson to take out of this. And one of the things that really strikes me is, you know, for example, I'm a big fan of Public Enemy. You know, I love Public Enemy. And their whole dance routine up there had Professor Griff, and they're all dressed up in camos, and they had their berets on and everything, and they were the S1Ws, and there's another example. I was at Boston University, and there was a particular fraternity that was for African Americans, and it was out of the Nation of Islam sort of thing, and they used to do these very, very intense, very rigid marches. They would buy black army boots and wear white shirts and have black pants, sort of a Malcolm X sort of look. And they'd wear bow ties, and they do a lot of these types of things. Now, whether, as you say, whether it's whether it's Chinese or it's Spanish, or I don't care. When you get this icon worship, I didn't care that Public Enemy was, you know, pro Nation of Islam stuff. Whatever, okay, it's music, you know, whatever. You know, you guys believe what you want to believe. But this is a function in order to try to get someone elected, and it's just like you said with McCain's country first thing. All that icon worship at the feet of the state or the person who is going to be running the state.
I think that might be
Obama
the difference.
Obama did this for me. Like, what are you talking about?
Not that I'm paying close attention. I'm not to either one of these campaigns. But just from my outsider's perspective of the stuff that I've seen, perhaps one of the key differences between the campaigning styles or what's going on with these two candidates is one of them, Obama, is more like the cult of personality. I'm Obama. I'm going to change everything. Whereas McCain is country first. He's
cult
focusing more, right? He's focusing more on the omnipotence of the state and how the state is all and the state is everything.
Yes.
I'm sure Obama would agree with that the state is all and the state is everything. But they seem to be focusing more in on his personality.
That's an excellent observation. And you know, I was just thinking about something. I on the drive down, I was thinking about my old punk rock friends, you know, and the mentality that they always had, which was that's the problem. They seem to have a bipolar disorder because they're all in favor of DIY, you know, DIY music, do-it-yourself music, that sort of thing. That's where punk came from. They're like, oh, we can learn these instruments. We don't have to be taught by anybody. We don't have to have the corporations tell us what kind of music we're going to play. And yet, why are they not DIY to say we don't need government authorities to tell us how to do something?
They're still in the box, that's all.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. You get these people who, for example, out of the African-American establishment, they say, you know, rise up, in the Nation of Islam, rise up, take control of yourself. And yet they want to support Barack Obama to have the country control their lives.
More socialism.
I don't understand.
Well, it's understandable because that's what's taught in government schools. These are the things that people are raised in. They're raised inside the box. And if you never ask the right questions, you won't think outside the box. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the updates. You get signed up. We clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, so go to updates.freetalklive.com. One of the recent updates that we sent was asking you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. I'm not sure how our totals have been.
We're at number one
so far this month. Are we solidly at number one or still having a tough time at number one?
I believe we are about 40 points in advance.
That's not good enough. We still need more votes. We need to solidify our lead at the Podcast Alley Top 10. Being number
47.
One, being number one at the top on the top 10 list means more people finding this program, finding the message of freedom and liberty, finding other great programs like Gardner's Liberty Conspiracy, libertyconspiracy.com, like our friends over at Free Minds TV. So more people expanding out into this realm of the liberty movement. And so you can help us with that by going to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. It's once a month. So if you did it in September, now we need you to do it again. It takes you, again, less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and that won't be sold or spammed. It's only used for verification purposes. So please, when you get a moment, go to vote.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Rob in Georgia on the Amp Line.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Just great, Rob. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't get a chance to listen live as much as I used to, but I just happened to catch when you were talking about the little Obama step show.
Yeah, it's on the front page. For anybody that wants to see it, it's on the front page of the Drudge Report right now. And I'm sure if you went to YouTube and typed in Obama Youth, you'd probably find it pretty quick. It's really disturbing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been exposed to quite a few disturbing but unsurprising examples of Obama worship, you know, seeing as how I mysteriously happen to know a lot of black people. it's not surprising. Like I said, the sort of leader, looking to the leader is pretty much a part of black culture and has been as long as blacks have been here. And for the longest time, it was actually pretty necessary, so I can understand where it comes from. Some of the stuff that you're seeing is pretty outrageous. I would say that when it comes to these Obama youth, I do not believe that the proximate model that they're using for that was the Black Panthers. That the way that they came in is exactly the way black fraternities have been doing for decades.
Okay.
And
so,
it's the normal way if anyone's ever been to a black step show for fraternities, that's
right.
What they do.
So let me ask you, because I'm not
are introduced in particular, that's exactly how they do it.
Well, Rob, the black fraternity tradition, did that commingle with the Black Panther thing? Did that
you've actually brought up a good point, because I'm going to have to find that out. If I'd had a bit more time, I actually would have called my dad before I called you guys. My dad went to college and didn't much care for fraternities, but he went there a bit just before the Black Panthers really came onto the scene, so I can ask him whether or not that was a part of the black college experience, because that would have been like right at 1960 when he was in college.
Yeah. It's interesting the reaction that I have as a guy who, you know, is only familiar with it from, you know, my exposure to Public Enemy and looking into some of the things of Louis Farrakhan and then looking back on the Black Panthers. I was a little kid. I didn't know anything about that stuff, really. And the BU black fraternities that I had a friend who was a member of it. And seeing some of this information, you obviously, as a white kid who lives out in the suburbs, I don't have access to all that information. But I think for most of us nowadays, we see it and it immediately evokes certain images to us of some really radical.
It made me think skinheads. I was disturbed.
It's very reminiscent of that. Oh, yeah. There's no question about that, buddy. Yeah, no, and I'm sure that the sorts of things that you're going to see are going to even become even more pronounced. You know, like I say, the great leader mentality is a very, very pronounced part of black culture. I mean, that's one of the reasons why black ministers have traditionally had so much power within the black community. I mean, it's a very common thing because, generally speaking, you know, historically within the black community, there will only be a few people who would be sufficiently educated to be community spokespeople. Also, depending on where you were, lots of random contact between various members of the black community with the white community at large could be a cause of violence against black people. So black people would be, you know, a bit afraid to do that sort of thing. So there's a lot of things that's kind of fed into how that particular aspect of black culture has developed, but it's there.
It's interesting.
Fascinating. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Rob?
No, just wanted to comment on it.
I appreciate that as our token black caller for the night.
Well, he also works for Free Talk.
He's our token black IT guy as well, which we love.
Smart
you, man. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
All
hearing
right.
from you.
Thanks, Rob.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, rather than a bunch of white boys sitting here speculating.
Right. I like hearing his opinion on it because it does bother me, the idea of three honkies sitting in the room saying what they think about it. But I was disturbed by what I saw, as was Rob.
What's weird is how something like that can continue to drive wedges further between people.
Yeah, that video, and it wasn't meant to, I'm sure the people that put the video together had probably the best of intentions and everything to show how Obama is inspiring people, but speaking from middle-class white background, that video is doing no good to help, mend fences within races.
That's really interesting.
Well, I don't think it was any way particularly. It's not a racist video at all.
No, it's not racist. It's just scary. You know?
Okay.
I mean, it's militant, and you know,
see, but this is the thing.
Because when I see it, I see skinheads. When I think of skinheads, I think of bigots. I mean, there's not too many dots to go, you know, dot to dot to get from one place to the other. You know what I mean?
And the funny thing is that none of these kids are saying, because of Obama, I'm going to be an African American leader in my community or such. They're pointing to what they're going to want to do for their careers. I want to be an astrophysicist or an architectural engineer. I don't think any of them were really saying anything. But the funny thing is, it's because you see the sort of militant look to it that it looks very confrontational, and of course, it seems to evoke thoughts and memories of these other types of things, whether it was, you know, Nation of Islam and you know, Farrakhan or whatever, you know, the struggles of Malcolm X or something. It seems to evoke these images of the racial struggle. And I think for a number of people, and it's a good point. I'm glad Rob called, and I'd love to see him again. I hope he comes up again sometime soon, because unless you get that.
He's a Free State Project member, isn't he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got to get him up here. Unless you see that, unless you hear from that perspective, like, oh well, you know, this is traditional in the fraternities,
right.
Then you say, oh geez, these people are, this is just confrontational. It's going to cause more problems. It's very interesting.
Now, of course, these weren't fraternity members; these were middle schoolers.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, look at it this way. It's either way you look at it. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, whether it's something that is justified or not. Your money was taken for it in that area in, where is it, Kansas City. So yeah. It's a charter school, and, you know, whatever. People can say, well, you're racist if you don't want it. Hey, you know what? If somebody doesn't want cheerleaders doing a certain cheer or wearing a certain color, or they don't want certain science experiments, their money spent on it, whether it's baking soda and vinegar and they think it's a waste of time, I'm not going to force that guy to pay for it. So,
yeah. Me neither. Yeah. All right. 800-259-9231. So either way you slice this election here, whether it be, you know, Mr. Cult of Personality Obama or Mr. Country First McCain, whichever one of them wins, it's going to be bad news for this country.
And
that's one thing you can say
that
for sure.
Really, when you said that, and you could see Rob bringing up that sort of the historical precedence in the African-American scene, you hit it right on the money, Ian. That observation that the cult of the personality with Obama and the cult of the state with McCain, and both of them, I mean, really, Obama is the cult of the state as well,
yes,
because he wants to establish all these state things. But you really found that distinction there. That's quite interesting. You should pick that up. It's really smart.
So that is really the only difference between them, is the, you know, the campaign style. What are they appealing to? That's about it. So we'll see what happens here. Hey, I also want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Learn more about this great upcoming event. It's going to be happening in early March. I can say it's great because the last two were great, and this one I'm sure is going to be just as good. They're already starting to line up some of the speakers. Our friends Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, he's going to be there talking about his experience walking across the country to arrive here in New Hampshire. John Taylor Gatto talking about the educational system. Talk about an expert, a man that's been on the inside, that he knows what is going on with the government education or indoctrination centers. There, I mean, those are just a few of the great guests that are going to be there. There's going to be the biggest draw for me, though, of the Liberty Forum is the networking and hanging out with Free Staters and other New Hampshire Liberty activists and getting to know hundreds of people that feel the way that you do about liberty and are here ready to do something about it. Many, of course, are visiting for the very first time, and that's why I invite you to go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use the code 2009FTL to get a 10% discount on the early bird price, 2009FTL, at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We will see you tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey.